AlcaVision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know. Maybe Planet of the Apes would be better. Yes, that's right. If we crossbred our DNA with apes, maybe we'll get smarter here in America. I'm not sure. But it seems like, you ever wonder how the rest of the world seems to be ahead of us sometimes? Here I am on the Robert Scott Bell Show broadcasting from these United States. And I wonder sometimes if we are some of the stupidest people on earth. I know this is not a very nice way to start the program, but I've got to be honest about self-examination, looking at us and going, what the heck are we thinking? In Hungary, not the United States of Hungary, Hungary, in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they've destroyed all the genetically modified organism, the GMO maize fields. They're making it a felony to plant and distribute genetically modified seeds. Why can't we do that here? What? This is the question. Then we've got stories. Oh my gosh, they're combining animal and human DNA like Planet of the Apes. This stuff is going on, and I'm thinking at this point, why not? We might get smarter. Will the apes allow GMO corn in a new world led by the apes? I don't know. Of course, I'm being silly here, but as you look at a country like Hungary. It's some 400 hectares of maize found to have been grown with genetically modified seeds have been destroyed throughout the country. According to the Deputy State Secretary of the Ministry of Rural Development reports. It was announced shortly, just days after these events, that the Hungarian government plans to make distributing GMO seeds a felony. Isn't that amazing? I mean, here in America, what happens when you have GMO seeds? You know what happens? Nothing. In fact, if you're found to have genetic drift into your organic farm, you're likely to be sued for theft of Monsanto's patented genes. How backwards and upside down and turned around and inside out is that? And that's why I ask seriously the question. Where's the intelligence here in these United States? Where are the American people? Can we nullify Monsanto and GMOs? Is it possible? Are we beyond hope? Are we beyond all repair? The studies on the DNA combination with animals, and I think it came through Great Britain, but I would not be surprised at all if it's also happening here. This is a big concern that I have here, these genetic abominations, because one step removed from modifying corn or putting salmon genes in tomatoes would be, hey, what the heck? Let's take human fetal tissue and throw in some animal genes and vice versa just to see what happens. And they're evidently doing it. They're actually doing it. Is this shocking to any of you? Is this the reality now? Have we come to accept this? Why can't we do what Hungary does? Humble little Hungary, an Eastern European nation. Back in March, it stipulated before in this law in Hungary that any new seeds that are introduced into the market, they must first undergo checks to make sure that they are free of GMOs. Seed traders also required to personally verify that all their products are free of GMOs before distributing them, especially due to the fact that GMO seeds from Monsanto and Pioneer, two large biotech companies, have been found unintentionally intermixed with natural seeds.
Unfortunately, as we know here, many unwitting Hungarian farmers, the discovery of unknown GMOs in their fields come at a time when it's too late to replant new crops in time for this year's harvest. You know, the only upside I see here is that the Hungarian government is not going to get behind Monsanto and sue these family farmers for stealing GMO patents from Monsanto or Pioneer. A felony for planting GMO seeds. And then another thing, the EU here. Now, I'm not a big fan of the EU because of Codex Alimentarius and all that they've adopted, you know, as far as eliminating a lot of the things that we need or that the Europeans need as far as supplements. But one thing they did do here, they've recommended the restrictions on the use of GlaxoSmithKline's flu shot. Are you lining up for the flu shot this year here in America? Don't be a stupid American. Be smart, or smarter than the Europeans even, that are restricting the GSK flu shot. Why are they doing this? It's the pandemic flu vaccine, Pandemrix. Do you know why, moms and dads out there? They don't want your kids to get narcolepsy. Narcolepsy. The shot is causing narcolepsy. Now, I don't know many kids with insomnia. Right, I've talked about this on my weekday show. Those of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday on Natural News Radio, you heard my rants on the insomnia drug Ambien, Lunesta. Why do adults have a difficult time sleeping? If you didn't catch that, the archives there at naturalnewsradio.com, you can check it out, or link through at robertscottbell.com from the news notes. By the way, all the news notes for today's show are posted, as well as those of you on my Facebook friend list. You'll see them there, and you can link in and catch up to where we're going today. We've got actually a lot of cool stories. I don't say cool, but I mean they're interesting to cover. Some of them are absolutely bizarre, like this animal mixing in human DNA. I'll get more into that. But we also have Boehner and McConnell and Reid and McConnell here talking about an extra constitutional Congress, a super Congress to deal with the debt ceiling. I've got news on that. Also, Chantix, the cigarette smoking cessation drug. Is it safe enough for you? Is that where you're going to go? What about the TSA? We're going to nullify the TSA a little later. They're going after you if you have a ostomy bag. Do you have a bag that collects your urine on the outside of your body because you had bladder cancer? There's some nasty stories on that. Also, what about our Iraqi and Afghanistani veterans coming home from the police actions there? They're having lung problems, major league lung problems. We're going to see if we can help them out a little later in the show. Also, we've got a great moment of duh related to smoking. And where is the riskiest place to be? Maybe all over the world. Anywhere you go, you can always find these places in any country. More dangerous than flying, probably more dangerous than driving in your car. And I'll reveal where that place is, a place you want to avoid at all costs. We've also got stories about diabetes drugs for children, what they're trying to do to protect. Oh my gosh, they want to use a diabetes drug to prevent polycystic ovary disease, POD. Oh, good Lord. We got lots of things to do. 800-259-5791 is the phone number. The next couple hours here live on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Genesis Communications Network all over this great land. And all of you listening around the world, there are no cheap seats. They're all good seats here. Just listen in, and if you'd like to chime in, it's 800-259-5791. So what do you think? The flu shot, narcolepsy? Now, I've joked about this, that the Lunesta butterfly was so popular that kids were going into their pediatrician's office asking their doctors, you know, with their parents present, of course, doctor, could I have that Lunesta? They were actually reported to be asking for Lunesta. Do you know how these drug commercials work here in America? Ask your doctor if Lunesta is right for you. And, of course, because it's got a cartoon, beautiful butterfly, it appeals to the children, and it gets them hooked into this viewpoint that all you need to do is have a cheery butterfly enhanced drug, and you'll sleep like a baby. Even if you are a baby, you don't need it. And, of course, adults don't need it either. On the Healing Revolution on Fridays on the Robert Scott Bell Show, just this past Friday, Dr. Frank King from King Bio and I covered that, so you definitely want to go back and give a listen to that. Again, naturalnewsradio.com. But the European Medicines Agency said on Thursday that Pandemrix should only be used in people under 20 years in the absence of seasonal trivalent influenza vaccines, following its link to this very, very rare, as they say, cases of narcolepsy in young people. Overall, the vaccine's benefit-risk balance remains positive, according to the watchdog. But so they only get it partly right. But where is the warning by FDA against using the Pandemrix vaccine in children here in the United States? Do they recommend for 6 months and up? Yeah, kids are not sleeping enough during the day. Let's put them out 24/7 with a flu shot that is completely unneeded. Remember, if there is indeed a pandemic flu virion and you somehow inhale it or swallow it, if you are susceptible due to inflammation in the lungs, due to inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract, then you're likely going to succumb from whatever the hell it is. However, if you're healthy, you're vital, you've got loads of probiotics living happily in your gut, you don't have lung inflammation, chances are it will be as bothersome to you as if you get a sniffle, that will be news. But the news that they don't want you to know is exactly that, that these flu viruses are not dangerous to healthy people. And I know that is shocking. That is blasphemy in the Church of Biological Mysticism to reveal such truths. We can't have you do that, Robert. People might question the use of the flu shot. Oh, yeah, well, that darn straight they should. And even the European agency there, the EMA, is saying that you should question it and be concerned about it. Several other outbreaks, well, if I go back to the drug makers, including Novartis, Sanofi, and CSL and Baxter, they also made vaccines against the H1N1 flu during the pandemic, which was declared over. The pandemic that never was, they finally declared it over. And you know, the World Health Organization was found very culpable in the links to the money that was being paid back to them. Yes, some of the researchers that said, oh my gosh, it's going to be the worst thing ever, get your flu shot, on the payroll from Big Pharma. Conflicts of interest that could be very deadly. Hey, do you want to know about Parkinson's disease? Evidently, China, not communist China, but Chinese medicine that goes back thousands of years, may have a solution for Parkinson's disease. We'll see if Michael J. Fox will give a listen after this break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to the sponsors. Coming right back after this.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. If you have a call question, it is easy. I'm live today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. This is one day a week we can actually chat live in person. The other days I've got to take your calls off the air and get them on. So this is the opportunity you have today. RobertScottBell.com is the website. And Chinese medicine treating Parkinson's is the story. Yes, look at this. Out of Hong Kong, this story's covered, what is it, by armed forces? Who's covering this story? I see it on Yahoo News. And we're talking Chinese medicine may be effective in battling certain symptoms of Parkinson's disease and lessening side effects from the drugs used to treat the condition. This is according to a new study. Researchers at Hong Kong Baptist University said Guteng, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this Chinese medicine right, a traditional Chinese herb used to treat hypertension, helped patients better communicate and made them less prone to depression and sleeping difficulties. Now, this is a breakthrough, evidently, because they've got no drug that can do this. A quote from the article here, there's no cure for Parkinson's right now, but the study showed Chinese medicine can help treat the disease. This is shocking. How do they release this information? Maybe it's because China owns the U.S., and they're going to go, stuff it, FDA. If there's a positive side about being indebted to China, is it that they'll promote Chinese medicine over FDA-approved drugs? This could be an interesting evolution here. There was a video up, and I think I posted it. Yeah, I did. I linked to it on my Facebook page. I didn't put it on the Robert Scott Bell Show site yet, but it was related to the fact that China owns us, basically. And it was from the future, looking back at how the decay and decline of the United States happened. And it happened because of our love affair or lust affair with John Maynard Keynes. They worship him like he was Jesus or something. And he basically, you know, ushered in the era of fiat money fractional reserve system that it could save the world when, in fact, it destroyed the world's economy. And we're still not getting it. You know, the Democrats absolutely don't get it. They want to raise the debt ceiling. Boehner's willing to raise the debt ceiling. If they get these theoretical reductions. I'll get to that in a moment. But more on the Chinese medicine here. You know, it reminds me also of Michael J. Fox. You know, every time they replay those Back to the Future movies when he was, you know, younger, I think at the latter one he was starting to show symptoms. But he was actually, I think he was advertising Diet Soda, Diet Coke way back when. You remember that? If I'm remembering correctly. Either that or he just drank it all the time. But he was a heavy, heavy drinker of Diet Sodas, which included the aspartame, the NutraSweet, which was renamed AminoSweet to throw off the scent that it was very dangerous. You can't be putting formaldehyde in your system, one of the breakdown components, and be doing, you know, really great on the health scale, can you? No, that's not happening. Formaldehyde, now a known carcinogen. Formic acid, we've talked about, is ant sting poison. It's the chemical equivalent. You can't do that. Your nerves are going to be inflamed from formic acid. And you do know that methanol is a cumulative poison, the wood alcohol that also is a breakdown component in aspartame. And that doesn't include the DKP, which is a link to astrocytomas, forms of brain tumors. So you have a big causative agent here being a completely legal food additive sweetener. Still, in these United States of America, the dunderheaded United States of America. No, I'm not criticizing every person in America. The government, yeah. The numb-nutted government, yes. And the people who turned a blind eye and said, yeah, you guys are smarter than we are. Go ahead and do whatever you want. We're in trouble because of this. When you got Hungary is way ahead of us on banning GMOs. They don't even want them labeled. Ban them. Get them out of here. We don't need these genetically modified abominations in Hungary. Why not here? Instead, adopting the Monsantos of the world and their ability to lobby and pay Congress, the congressmen, the corrupt congressmen and women who accept lobby money and pretend, oh, it doesn't affect me in any way. And then they turn a blind eye as EPA says, oh, just be nice to the farmers. Says this to Monsanto. Should we regulate GMOs? Oh, no, let Monsanto do it itself, right? And everybody on the left's going, yes, regulation everything, except when it comes to, well, the freedom to heal. But they still want, you know, to prevent you from drinking raw, real milk. No cure for Parkinson's, my aspirin. Now, they have a drug called levodopa. I think it's playing with the dopamine again to relieve symptoms, but it can also cause nausea and hallucinations. And if we talk about any neurological condition, and certainly there are a lot of them out there and growing, we have to look back at the heavy metal content of the body, particularly mercury. How many of these people with Parkinson's have mercury, residual mercury, whether from the dental amalgams that the American Dunderheaded Dental Association still promotes? How many of them have been vaccinated year after year after year in childhood and then in adulthood with pandemics or other numb-nutted flu shots with mercury thimerosal in them, and they still have mercury in them, even the mercury-free shots? Moms and dads, don't let them fool you. And having an antibody, if they're lucky, to the flu virus, not enough to protect you. You've got to have an intact digestive system. You've got to have that probiotic balance. Do you? Do you have probiotics? Dr. O'Hara's probiotics? Have you called Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com yet? Have you? Have you told Michael J. Fox about what it would take to restore, neurological integrity, including ramping up the EPA DHA levels in the body, the fat, the good essential fats that we've become so afraid of in America, in the West? The fat phobia, the low fat this, low fat that, even saturated fat is not bad for you. Unless the saturated fat contains so many toxins from chemical agriculture, from animals that are grown on genetically modified foods and foodstuffs and rendered proteins and pesticide-laden substances in large feedlots, and then they're pumped up with recombinant bovine growth hormone, if that's possible still. It is in America. And in addition, what else do they do? Yep, pop them up with antibiotics to fatten them up for slaughter, and all of those things disrupt your good gut ecology. Did we not cover, if it wasn't last week, that it was during the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the fact that, well, your microflora, your microbiome, your good gut ecology, your ecology in your gut, all of those bacteria, you've got more microbes in your gut than you have cells in your body. How dependent you are upon that for neurological and brain health, how they're actually producing the serotonin, it's an amazing thing. We are completely reliant upon the microbial world. Do we need to eradicate it all the time? Heck no. We need to promote the good stuff, the good, healthy microflora. We need to get the essential fats back in. And in addition, I'm probably the only place that show that recognizes silver's role in neurological health, because it nourishes the nervous system, its ability to communicate said signals, the two receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell, by utilizing silver hydrosol a little bit every day. You don't have to OD on silver. Not if you have the right form, the bioactive silver hydrosol form. And then we see regenerative events, because remember Dr. Robert Becker's work, The Body Electric. He found out that silver at certain levels will stimulate de-differentiation and re-differentiation of stem cells. We know how to recover from neurological degradation diseases. The dunderheaded doctors don't. The good ones we'll acknowledge here. They'll be on the show from time to time. And maybe you'll be on the show from time to time. You can call me at 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. We've got some more stories on this. I'm going to go a little bit more into the animal-human DNA hybrids after this break. And we'll be back taking a breather here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Rock in the health world. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Those of you who want to learn about the silver that I've utilized for many years, and my family, my kids, those that come to help me, I utilize the Sovereign Silver. That's the silver hydrosol because I rely upon its consistency. You know, it's not hit and miss. I know what's coming off the line. You can investigate this. And that's, you know, that's the determining factor for me, because as much as I am into natural medicines and herbal remedies and other things, I don't eschew science just because I like natural things. I love science, but not scientism. You know, it's not the cult of science. It's really legitimate. And if you've got validation, ways to validate this by third parties, these things are very important tools to get you well and then to keep you well. And very important in regards to neurological degradation, because there's only going to be more of it. On top of that, by the way, one of the biggest problems we have are statin drugs, the overuse and abuse. And if you use it once, it's an overuse, in my opinion, of statin drugs to reduce cholesterol. That is bringing on so many problems. In fact, we were covering the issue of prostate health, men's prostate health, on Friday with Dr. Frank King from King Bio, and was talking about, you know, the reality of erectile dysfunction as well. Why is it happening? Why is it so prevalent, particularly in men who take statin drugs? Because you're reducing the precursor to the vital hormones necessary to keep you young, healthy, alive, and vital, and feeling sexy. I'm too sexy for me. What was that? Right said Fred. Just, hey, being healthy, okay? And, of course, as we get into some other stories here, There's really shocking information about the mix of human and animal DNA. But before we do so, Tom, do we have Sean calling in from Colorado? All right, let's bring Sean up on the program right now. Sean, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I listen to your show from time to time when I can, and I really like it.
Thank you,
and,
Sean.
You may or may not have ever touched on this subject, but I got a question. I was wondering your opinion, your highly valued opinion, of diatomaceous earth and zeolite. And I was wondering about zeolites. They start out as, you know, this rock they dig out of the ground, and it ends up as a liquid in the products that I've seen. And I've seen it clear, and I've seen it black. And I was just wondering if, you know, you are convinced of their effectiveness, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. No, Sean, I appreciate the question. And it'll cost you. You're going to have to listen to me more than just from time to time. You're just going to have to do better out there. But,
I know. You do what you can.
I know, Sean. I'm just teasing. But you can always catch the archives 24/7 here on GCN. It plays all week, as well as my daily show through Natural News Radio. So you never actually have to miss it. You can download it or put it to your iPad or iPod. But in the meantime, the zeolite question is a great question, as well as the other forms of powders that you can bring into the body. Now, in regard to zeolite, we know of its amazing affinity for metals, for heavy metals. So if you have a legitimate form of zeolite, yes, it's a legitimate form of what I call medicine, although it's sold here in the U.S. as a dietary supplement. But the problem is, Sean, it's a blind item. A lot like silver is a blind item. You just got to kind of trust the manufacturer. And I've seen too many reports and analysis on some of these zeolites out there in the marketplace that really weren't there. I mean, they just weren't there. And so it becomes a real legitimate concern about how do we trust the companies that claim to have wonderful products. And that's where we got to go for third-party analysis, third-party testing, independent labs that have this, on top of talking with people that actually have worked with these products that may not have a vested interest in them, that you actually have worked with, that you know. Just like you said, if you value my opinion, you know this is what I do for many years. I've had to maintain honesty and integrity, or else I wouldn't have been around 1 year, much less almost, 12 now on the radio. And so you look for that. So in the zeolite family, I did find one out of Australia, a great company, but they got duped by a doctor here in the U.S. I'm still investigating so I can come out and say, this zeolite I really feel comfortable with. You may know of one. You might have to call me back and let me know, and I'll investigate it further. But it is of concern, but which is why, you know, I choose the silver hydrosol that I did, because of the third-party confirmation testing that happened with Natural Immunogenics, that they actually, you know, test every batch, they analyze every batch by methods that I've never seen any company do. And that's what I want you to do here. I'll answer a little bit more of the question about bringing out the heavy metals with zeolite, and also the most important trace mineral that we know of for this purpose as well, that is available in a form that I have no question about. And I'll tell you about that on the break, and more news stories. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. Rocking it a little bit more. No, a lot bit more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com. the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
All right, we continue to rock the health world on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sean was calling again, and there was another part of his question about diatomaceous earth. And, of course, taking that, it has an affinity. A lot of the electrical charges tend to have an affinity with some of the metals as well. There are other purposes for utilizing it. But I wanted to say, and this is something I've covered for many years here on the show, that the single most important trace mineral for the binding out of these heavy metals that are contributing to Parkinson's and other neurological diseases is simply selenium. It's that simple. It's selenium. And most of the selenium on the market, unfortunately, is just not bioavailable in a full the way it should be, like it is when it's in food. And that is why this show, when we talk about nutrients and nutrition, we talk about it in the whole food state. And that's what Jonathan has at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You hear his commercials from time to time. That's why it's where I get mine. So this is where we want you to get it. And getting at least 200 micrograms in a day of the whole food form of selenium is sensational. It's life-changing, in fact. And that is the, you know, the binding out of the bad guys, the heavy metals as such. And many of these metals deplete selenium. And you'll find that in all of these neurological degradation diseases, you'll find that they all have something in common, that selenium is depleted. Partly because of the heavy metal burden on the body, but maybe other things like pesticides, which also contribute to neurological decline and dysfunction. So if you have questions about that, again, it's very simple to start putting the selenium back in. And if you can find a viable form of zeolite that has third-party validation, I want to hear about it. I'll be looking as well. And 800-259-5791. During the week, by the way, if you're too bashful to call and be on the air live with me, you can always dial 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. And that'll get you plugged in. You can leave a question or comment or whatever, and we'll see if we can get it on the air as well. But now we've got out of the United Kingdom, we're already mixing human and animal DNA. The United Kingdom urges oversight. Oh, now? Isn't that a little late after it already happens? Have scientists gone beyond? Have we gone to the island of Dr. Moreau here? Chimeras, or how do they say those things? These combination animal-humans. You put a large number of human brain cells in the brains of primates, and suddenly you've got Planet of the Apes. Maybe they'll be smarter, like Hungary, to ban GMOs. I don't know. No, I am not endorsing this in any way, shape, or form. But this is really an upsetting statement here in this story I have linked up at robertscottbell.com. So far, mixing human and animal DNA have produced useful medical results. For example, testing medical treatments on animals that have received human DNA and cells have helped advance solutions for stroke and Down syndrome patients, reported Reuters. Listen, why is this wrong? It is so wrong.
It is so freaking wrong, it's incredible. You do not need to monkey with animals and humans in this way so you can test drugs on them. Because there is no drug deficiency disease on planet Earth. It doesn't exist. For Down syndrome, it doesn't exist. No, not at all. It doesn't exist even for stroke. All of these things are the result of nutrient deficiencies and toxin proficiencies. So why on Earth and heaven would you ever have to combine DNA from an animal and a human to test a drug on them? Of course, we've got a fundamental failure to communicate with the rest of the world here, perhaps, or with the dunderheads in Big Pharma who are basically taking bloodlust money for participating in these horrific, abominable experiments. But even if we back off the DNA issues, the abomination is also the thought form that we can inject toxic synthetic medicaments approved by the FDA, and somehow it will correct a disease which is not a deficiency of those same toxic synthetic ingredients approved by the FDA. The genetic modification issue, that's even worse. It's even worse than our original problem here. And so if we can argue certainly on philosophical grounds, religious grounds, ethical, moral grounds, but how about just if we get beyond all that, if it's even possible, I don't even know if it's necessary, but just for the sake of the moment, the fact of the matter is none of these diseases, even the DNA aberration diseases, and we talk about the March of Dimes protecting you against birth defects. All these years, have they ever once endorsed the use of GTF chromium for protecting the chromosomal integrity of the developing fetus? No, I've never seen that, not even once. And how much money does the American Cancer Society need to raise, the ACS, over how many decades before they admit that their intention is to fail? Fail miserably, but to continue to perpetuate the myth that if you'll only give one more dollar to the ACS, we'll be able to cure cancer when we can cure cancer. Heck, we can prevent it without their help. We can cure it a lot faster without their obstinance and interference in the marketplace, along with the government agencies like the federal or the Fear and Death Administration, who wants to prevent so much of these, well, the cures that are already existing coming out there, because it would wipe out their blood money, their toxic drug money. What we're looking to do is restore integrity, healing, and freedom. And when we come back from this break, I'll tell you how to do that. I'll also talk about this so-called super Congress that they're talking about after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I got this next story from Daily Paul. Do you guys check out the dailypaul.com? Great, great. Michael Nystrom does great work there in putting all the liberty-loving people together in regards to what Ron Paul's up to. And there was this bizarre story. It was headline, desperate, bizarre. McConnell and Reid proposed new legislative body, Super Congress, to deal with debt ceiling. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Super Congress. Good Lord, we don't have enough problems with regular Congress. We need a Super Congress. Will they propose a constitutional amendment to establish this supra legislative body? Or will they ignore the Constitution altogether per their usual M.O.? That's modus operandi for anybody in the Beltway. A Super Congress? We got enough problems already with the Congress we have. And, of course, they're going to say, well, if we elevate it up the ladder a little bit, it'll all be good, right? And this is all about the debt ceiling discussion, right? Because so many of you have woken up to the impossibility that any problem can be solved by, well, let's just print some more money out of thin air. Yeah, that'll solve all our problems. Money grows on trees. We were always told that. Yet John Maynard Keynes and the warship thereof. That's right. Just because his first name starts with a J, it's like, no, don't confuse him. John Maynard Keynes. This guy corrupted economics for the worse. And the idea of fractional reserve banking being a saving grace for the world. Good Lord, it's now set the world on a precipice that it may not. The world will recover. Will the economy recover? Unless we go back to local things. Instead, we got who is it here? McConnell getting together with Reid. Saying, well, we need a super Congress? What the hell is wrong with these people? Legislation approved by the super Congress, which some on Capitol Hill are calling the super committee, completely unconstitutional, and I'm sure Obama's all for that, would be fast-tracked through both chambers where it couldn't be amended by simple regular lawmakers. Simple regular lawmakers? No, we've got now super ones. These ones are hopped up on DNA. They've been crossbred with monkeys. That's right. This is how Planet of the Apes starts, with Super Congress. That's what we need. Harry Reid. Yes, that's why he's Harry. He's part monkey. And who else is involved? McConnell? Mitch McConnell, the southern ape at this point? We're binding them to DNA from foreign animal species and saying, well, that'll finally get things going in the right direction. We'll see if they actually ban GMOs when they become monkeys. I mean, they could do it in Hungary, and they're not monkeys there. House Speaker John Boehner has made a super Congress a central part of his last-minute proposal. Even Boehner! Boehner's a Republican trying to find a way to sneak in the debt ceiling elevation without upsetting the Tea Party. Made the super Congress a central part of his last-minute proposal, according to multiple news reports, and people familiar with his plan say. What are we going to do with this? Do you see that Congress is so far beyond broken they can't even recognize the Constitution? They are desperately trying to salvage their makers, their funders, the international banksters for which George Bush started the bailouts and Barack Obama dutifully continued and ramped it up even higher. All leading to what? Multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state ruling you, limiting your access to natural substances, to move about the cabin freely. In the meantime, the indebtedness to China, where they come in and do they take us over? What's the next phase? I've been covering these. I actually asked Senator Rand Paul this week when I interviewed him for the Ron Paul Money Bomb, the Ready for Ames Money Bomb. Go back and listen to some of these archives. You go to naturalnewsradio.com, find the Robert Scott Bell link in the archives, and you'll go there. You can give it a listen and see what we're covering, what the rest of the media is missing. What are we going to do? Empower you to heal yourself? No, they don't want that. Of course, you can't ask for permission to do that, which they'll never give you. Why? Why do you even think, oh, we got to ask Harry Reid, scary Harry Reid, for permission to not raise the debt ceiling? Barack Obama, please, can we have permission to not raise the debt ceiling? How about Boehner? Can we have permission? Stop asking for permission where none is required, and they'll never give it to you anyway. You're coming from a position of weakness when you look at them as your overlords, as your rulers. Are you their benefactors? Heck no. You're their cannon fodder. They're sending your children off to die for pointless, undeclared police actions, not wars. The mythical anti-war left disappeared the moment Barack Obama got into office. And the only person that is speaking out consistently since the beginning is running for president right now as a Republican, even though many of the Republicans are scared of him. You know who he is, and he's getting more money from military, from the military, from veterans, as well as active duty personnel, than any other Republican candidate. In fact, in all the other Republican candidates combined. I linked to that earlier, I think yesterday on Facebook, and the link disappeared. I had to re-up the link. I think this is causing neoconservatives to blow a real gasket in there. And in addition to, you know, discovering this, we find also that Ron Paul has got more donations from active duty personnel than Barack Obama. What do they know? What do you think? I think they know something. I think they know that this republic is being destroyed by forces from within. Michael Savage talks about the enemy within. That enemy within is us. It's our tolerance of government agents and bureaucrats who would engage in pointless wars and empire building to the great destruction of our own defensive complex. And the military-industrial complex wasn't designed to be an offensive complex that would destroy everything all the time in the hopes that it would prevent enemies, but would, in fact, as we find out, promote the radicalization of those who don't like us to begin with. There are always going to be people that don't like us. There are always going to be people that don't like me or like you. We can't get everybody to love us. But what motivates them to try and kill us? Well, that's another story. They don't want you to have that question asked, much less answer it. And when you become an adult, like you are here for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you can see through it. And you recognize and know that there is a front runner in the Republican race for the presidential slot. And it is indeed Ron Paul. Yeah, he's the front runner now. He is the front runner. Romney is an also-ran when they find out how much he is being supported by the same money, the same economic structure that destroyed the economy. Anybody else? No. Look, this is a message of health, freedom, and liberty. That's why we cover political healing as well as economic healing, physiological, emotional, mental, and even spiritual healing. And we got more of that. Veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Major lung diseases. We're going to cover that and more after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember the number, 800-259-5791. Call in to be a part of it right now. We're going to take a quick break for the news and be back after this. In the meantime, I remind you that the power to heal is yours.